Welcome to the Green Screen of Death. My name is Adrian.
And my name is Bill.
So we're on episode 55.
Junior Seau.
The Junior Seau episode.
Linebacker, San Diego / New England.
Yeah.
10-time All-Pro, 10-time Pro Bowl, had CTE.
Yeah, man.
And killed himself like 2 years after he retired because of CTE.
That's sad, man.
And man, he was a beast.
He was. He maybe was one of the greats.
Maybe a little too much of a beast, you know?
Yeah.
NFL started today, and it's kind of sad when you see your heroes die, but big ups to Junior Seau.
Yeah, Junior Seau, man. He was one of the greats and definitely one of the people that makes us raise our eyebrow and go, this sport isn't safe.
Oh, dude, you watched the Carolina-Denver game?
Oh, it was brutal,
man. How many hits on Cam Newton?
I counted three direct headshots.
Not a call on them either.
Yeah, and these were helmet-to-helmet shots from guys that are like 260 pounds going at, you know, 60 miles per hour right into his face.
Yeah, kind of gross.
It's gross, man.
But on with the show.
This is not a football podcast, as much as we'd like to do that.
Adrian would.
I totally would. I asked around some friends. None of them were into it. So I was like, ah, whatever.
I do one. I just don't know as much as you do, and I feel weird.
Okay, there you go. Maybe down the road, we'll do one. So what have you been up to since the last episode?
Well, today the football season started. I'm in a pick 'em pool.
There you go.
Yeah. And I got three wrong.
Okay.
Pretty proud of that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
My Green Bay Packers looked a little shaky, but offense is looking good. Aaron Rodgers, hey guys, still the man.
He is the best, isn't he?
Best in the pocket quarterback, maybe ever. My God.
He just stays so calm.
Yeah.
Makes things happen, man.
Yeah, it's so good. Your Cowboys lost.
They lost, yeah. It's a tough one. Tony Romo went down in the preseason, and they have a rookie running back. And most of their a couple of key defensive players are suspended because they're the Cowboys, because they're bad men.
Nice. At least you got rid of Greg Hardy.
That's right. Yeah.
Are you ready for the Dak attack for the next four or five weeks?
Dak attack. I'm so ready. Bring it in. It looks good. We're talking about Dak Prescott.
Nice.
He's a rookie quarterback for the Cowboys. He looks so comfortable in the pocket and has good technique. So I'm super happy with him.
Good. Manchester United lost their first game of the season to dreaded rivals Manchester City.
That's right.
That kind of sucked.
Yeah.
I got up at 4:30 in the morning to watch it too, which really sucked.
Man.
Liverpool looked good.
Yeah, they looked really good. Yeah, they're moving the ball well. Like, that's when they lost to Burnley, they were just playing into Burnley's game plan. They were just slowly dribbling the ball up and trying to center it. It was like a really bad, like a shitty FIFA player was playing them.
Like me playing it.
That's right.
I'm not good at that game.
Yeah, but yeah, they looked really good. So I'm happy about that.
Cool. I got a couple tech questions for you.
Oh, yeah. What's up?
What do you think of the new iPhone, sir?
Oh, I haven't looked at it at all because I was away.
It's the same thing without a headphone jack.
Oh, is it? Okay.
They now want you to use the Lightning port for headphones.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
That's weird.
I know.
So you have to get an adapter.
No, supposedly it comes with it.
Okay.
But I think they really want you to use the Lightning port.
Okay.
That's kind of weird.
It is weird.
And how about the PS4 Pro?
Oh, yeah. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah. If they tell me that my old games run better with higher frame rate, sold.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And if I can get Final Fantasy 15 with like 20 to 30% faster frame rate, I'm down.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah.
And 4K gaming, sort of, yeah.
It's upscaled.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, it's not true 4K.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Still pretty cool, though. It's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
But that's about it for me.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, as I mentioned earlier, I went to Saskatchewan to celebrate Grandpa Glenn's 90th birthday. That's Sarah's grandpa. And it was we had a good time. We stayed right in the retirement home.
Wow.
Yeah. So as you're walking through the hallways, you could hear all the TVs turned up really loud. It was really cool. And met some interesting people. And You know, a couple mornings we were up at like 6 in the morning and go for breakfast at like 6:45 in the morning. And it was nice.
And they ain't leave until 6 in the morning.
That's right. Yeah.
What you want to do? Shit.
little Snoop Dogg for your ass. Yeah, it was exactly like that at the retirement home. So yeah, we had a lot of fun. And, oh, one other thing. I don't know if I told you, but the landing we had when we arrived in Saskatoon, it was a hard landing. It was like, remember the Top Gun when, was it Cougar?
The volleyball?
The volleyball. The gay love scene? No, it was it Cougar, his name, where he freaked out?
Yeah.
He had that hard landing because he was running out of fuel.
Yeah.
It was like that scene, but for, you know, a commercial airline.
So I would have been screaming?
Oh, totally. People were freaking out, dude. I was kind of just joking around. I was like saying to Sarah, I was like, oh, we're coming in too hot. And I was like, just being an idiot. And we landed really hard. And then I put my serious face on. And our bodies were like swaying back and forth. And it was a very aggressive landing.
And then Sully landed your plane like a fucking boss.
That's right.
Like a boss.
That's right. He did. So yeah, that's all I had between nice. Last episode, this episode.
Yeah, that's why we're a week late, because Adrian was away.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I know, a friend of mine was like, are we going through this shit again? Are you guys not recording again? And I'm like, no, Adrian's in Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it was a little tough to record. And yeah, that weekend I couldn't watch anything because I was in Saskatchewan. But yeah, we're back for now.
For this show, and then we're off for a month.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, that's a good segue into our next segment. We're going to have a special little segment here for our... We've got some film festivals coming up this month, right?
Yeah, like I won't be back until October 15th.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll be back September 30th.
Yeah, VIF is 15 days.
That's right. It's hardcore.
Starts on the 29th, and let's go.
Yeah. Now, for any of our listeners who may be new, why don't you tell our listeners a little about your record with VIF and, like, screenings and what a typical day is going to be like?
All right. So I've been going to VIF for, this will be my 14th year.
Wow, that's awesome.
14th year.
Yeah.
I try to see a movie in every slot possible. And by that, I mean, like, I try to do 7 or 8 a day if I can.
That's hardcore.
Usually it's more around 6, but sometimes I get up to 7 or 8.
Yeah.
One year I did 134 films.
That's awesome, dude.
It was rad.
Yeah.
I was dead.
Yeah.
And then 2 years ago, I'm like, cool, I'm going to Fantastic Fest and VIF.
Yeah.
Within 30 days, I really want to watch 150 films.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do it. I got to 146.
Yeah.
And I was done.
Oh, man.
I couldn't stand.
Yeah.
My eyes were fucked. They weren't focusing properly anymore. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember when you stood up and you kind of like had to sit back down or catch your balance. It was crazy.
It was not good. I was really out of it.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping for 90 to 100 this year.
Cool.
Some of the really big films, the opening gala is a film called Maudie, starring Sally Hawkins, which was a really big hit at Telluride.
Okay, yeah.
Which I'm quite looking forward to. Right on. And the closing gala, so crap. The not the long cut, the 40-minute IMAX version of Terrence Malick's The Voyage of Time.
Okay, yeah.
Not the long cut, because we're at a film festival.
That's right.
The one that I'm going to be able to see in a month in an IMAX theater. Cool.
Oh, brutal.
Yeah, and it hurt as shit.
That sucks.
Tell I'm angry. Yeah. Some other big notable films. American Honey, new Andrea Arnold film.
That looks cool.
Which I think is at Fantastic Fest.
It is, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
We're going to have some overlap, which is
we
cool.
We will. Yeah.
The new Paul Verhoeven film, Elle. Also that Fantastic
Fest.
It
is. That'll be cool.
A British zombie comedy called The Girl with All the Gifts.
Oh, yeah. That's also a Fantastic Fest. Yeah. Yeah.
Can't wait for that.
That looks cool.
Yeah. Park Chan-wook.
Yeah, man.
The Handmaiden.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Oh, dude.
The Palme d'Or winner, I, Daniel Blake.
Okay, yeah.
Ken Loach film. Julieta, the new Pedro Almodovar film.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait for that. Probably my most anticipated film of the year, Manchester by the Sea, the new Kenneth Lonergan film, which everybody's talking about as the front runner for Oscar.
Ooh.
Whatever.
We don't care about those.
Exactly. A really big film that's sort of come out of nowhere called Moonlight.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Which just killed at Telluride and is now killing at Toronto.
It is, yeah.
So I can't wait for that. Tony Erdman, also at Fantastic Fest.
Okay, yeah.
In the Valley of Violence, new Ty West.
Oh, yeah.
Little midnight action.
Yeah, that'll be pretty sweet.
The new Olivier Assayas film, Personal Shopper.
Yeah.
Which I'm shocked isn't at Fantastic Fest.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
And the really weird one, Viv booked Birth of a Nation for one screening with Nate Parker.
Yeah.
Attending.
That's weird.
He's got some real problems right now.
He does.
And I don't know if I'd be doing a lot of press right now.
Yeah.
But supposedly he's going to show up.
That's crazy, man.
So I'm going to go.
Yeah. The fur might fly.
I'm not going to do anything stupid. Somebody else might, though.
That's right.
So I want to see it.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. That's just a sampling.
Yeah.
There's like 300 films there.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
But those are the big ones.
Oh, yeah. And will you be reviewing them with Marina?
Yeah, I'll probably be doing podcasts with Marina Antunes on row3.com, and we'll probably do three or four throughout the festival.
Yeah, good friends of the show after the credits.
Yeah.
Marina Antunes, much love.
Yeah, and
Lisa will probably be there.
Oh, probably. Yeah. The crew will be around.
Yeah.
The cool thing I love about Viv is TIFF without the bullshit.
It really is. Yeah, you can sink your teeth into so many great films.
You buy a pass, and you just go nuts.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You don't have to spend $50 on a movie ticket.
Yeah. More on that in a second.
Yeah, that's right.
But what about Fantastic Fest, man?
Oh, man. Fantastic Fest. You covered a lot of what I had written down because there's some overlap.
Sorry. But,
the cool thing about Fantastic Fest is that, one of the cool things is that they bring in a lot of guests who attend. And when they go, they're not just there to screen their movie. They're there to watch movies, too.
Dude, so. Before you say that, one thing I saw, when I read something in that email about who's coming,
oh yeah,
I just put my head down and shook my head and went, fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
RZA.
Oh, RZA, yeah.
RZA.
Yeah, RZA is going to be there.
Scoring
a
movie.
Yeah.
He's
going to be scoring a Shaw Brothers film, 36th Chamber of Shaolin.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, so I'm going to try to get in because, yeah, he's going to do a live score of that movie.
That's insane.
How cool is that?
That's maybe the coolest thing I've ever heard in a movie, like festival ever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was pretty insane. That got announced for the final wave.
Yeah, I was furious. I wasn't going to be able to see that.
Yeah. And Park Chan-wook is going to be there, the master.
I hope he's a VIF.
Yeah, that'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he be there, right?
I don't know. He'll be honored, man.
Yeah.
Asian films go over like bombs at that festival. People come out in droves.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bruce Campbell's going to be there with the first two episodes of his TV show, Ash vs. Evil Dead.
So maybe they can fix that shitty ending of season one?
Oh, yeah. Season one did not end very well.
No, it did not.
I liked, about two-thirds of the show.
So did I.
It was really good, and then it kind of lost steam at the end. But yeah, he'll be there with the first two episodes.
I'll get a selfie with the chin, man.
Oh, I will. Yeah. I'll try. And Dolph Lundgren's going to be there.
Yes.
I guess he has a movie there. I don't know. I haven't really looked at all the movies yet, but he'll be there. Other notable things that will be there, Westworld will play there. I think it's maybe just the first episode. That's that HBO show with Anthony Hopkins and
Evan Rachel Wood.
Oh, man.
Who I have quite the crush on.
Me too, man. Yeah. I've always had a thing for her. And maybe she'll be there.
Calm down, boy.
Maybe.
Calm down. Maybe. Calm down.
I'll catch her eye. And she'll sit next to me. And she'll favorite my tweet.
This is getting weird.
We'll fall in love. Okay, that'll be for another episode. Headshot is going to be there. It's the what's his name? The guy from The Raid is the main star from The Raid. Is
Iwo Akilis?
Yeah. Yeah, we're a professional podcast here.
Yeah, I'm sure I just butchered his name.
Yeah.
Wasn't that a Midnight Madness at TIFF?
It was. Yeah. Went over like gangbusters, apparently.
He's pretty good at the martial arts.
Oh, yeah. He's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Void is also there. Some of the guys from...
Astron 6,
that's right.
Weirdly, the Void movie followed me on Twitter a couple days ago.
Oh, is that right?
I was like, I didn't say shit about your film, but thanks.
That's cool.
I love your other movies.
Yeah. They've made some really good movies in the past, so I'm excited to see what they have for us next. Also, The Bad Batch is going to be there. That's from the lady who did The Girl Who Walks Home Alone at Night. I'm excited for that one. I've heard some bad reviews, but you never know.
I heard it's really weird.
Is it?
Yeah.
You never know. And the Red Turtle, which was at least in part produced by Studio Ghibli, right?
Yeah.
So that'll be really cool. So I'm excited for that one.
Supposedly it has no dialogue.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. So yeah, those are some of the notables. So that's
Didn't David Ehrlich compare the Red Turtle to a Moor on Twitter a couple of days ago?
Oh, I didn't see that.
And I laughed so hard.
No way, really?
I was just like, right on.
Whoa, that's hardcore.
One is a Studio Ghibli film. One is a Michael Haneke film. Shocking Michael Haneke film.
That's right. Oh, man. That's crazy.
Bring it.
Yeah, bring it on.
The Red Turtle is also at VIFF.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So I'll be seeing that too.
Right on, dude. So yeah, those are some of the movies we're looking forward to. There's a whole bunch more, but... yeah, we'll save that for another podcast.
Well, eat some queso for me, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. So do you want to get into the rest of the show?
Sure, man.
All right.
That was a long intro.
It was. So let's start off with the rant. This is where we rant about anything movie-related. Sounds like you have something ready for us.
Yeah, man. TIFF. So TIFF has this weird new ticket policy this year. It's $25 a ticket. And on the final day, if it's not sold out and it's a hot screening, they raise the ticket prices.
Yeah.
Up to like $30 or $40.
Yeah.
Because they call it like event pricing.
That's brutal.
What the hell is that?
Yeah.
That's called event gouging.
Oh, totally.
You're ripping your customer off. That sucks.
It does suck.
Another reason why VIFF is an amazing festival.
Yeah.
$15 a ticket.
Yeah.
Or you buy a pass and just buffet that shit.
Yeah, because you've worked it out in the past. You pay like less than $10 a screening.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Easily.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll never go to TIFF.
Neither will I.
The Midnight Madness, I'm kind of into that kind of stuff. That'd be cool.
It would be, yeah.
But, you know, you talk to people and they're like, yeah, dude, I saw 4 movies. I probably waited in line for 5 hours. That's not cool.
No, man.
No thanks.
You could be at VIFF watching 2 or 3 extra movies a day.
Damn straight,
for
man.
For cheaper.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, TIFF has great movies. Too much bullshit.
It really is. It really is.
Rant out. Oh, bonus rant. Oh. The escalator stuff at the Scotiabank in Toronto.
Oh, yeah.
The funniest things I've ever seen on Twitter.
Nice.
All these entitled press people just losing their fucking mind because they have to go upstairs.
Yeah, that's right.
Granted, it's long, but it's a really long staircase. Yeah. But shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You're not paying for anything at TIFF.
You're at TIFF with a press and industry pass.
Yeah, which has... TIFF Press has their own theater for press screenings.
They do, yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, exactly.
Just go up the stairs. Or don't leave.
Yeah.
Sit down, type out your fucking reviews, and shut up.
Good rant, man.
Yeah. Bonus rant. Sorry, dude.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think that's a good one, man. I fully agree with you. My rant is also related to festival season. It's surfaced with Telluride and TIFF. We'll see some of this at VIFF and Fantastic Fest. It's just people who see these films in advance, before all of us, sometimes days before, sometimes months before any of us have a chance to see it. And they'll openly talk about spoilers. They'll say, did it bother anybody else when this character did this at the end of such and such movie? You're like, oh, thanks, man. I guess I have that to look forward to.
Wasn't the movie that got spoiled for you Arrival?
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fucked.
Which legitimately is 2 months away for me.
Yeah.
It's like 3 weeks for you. Not even that. Like 2 weeks for you.
Yeah.
It's a Fantastic Fest.
Yeah.
But fuck that.
Yeah. It's, you know, only a handful of people have seen it. So doing stuff like that, it's just uncalled for. If you're at a film festival, don't post spoilers. Just, yeah, post some reactions, but don't, because there will be people following you who haven't seen it yet. So I just don't get what anybody gets out of that. Send a private message to somebody else, you know, has seen it. And also on top of that, you get people complaining about Q&As and taking selfies with the talent. And it's like, if you're a film critic taking selfies with a filmmaker, you're a fucking idiot. I'm sorry, but you should not be doing that.
Can you maybe have a little bit of integrity?
Yeah, integrity is essential if you're going to be in film criticism. And that just completely removes it for me. And I just won't read that person's work anymore when I see that kind of crap. I think even Seth Rogen made a comment about that a couple of years ago on Twitter.
As he should.
Yeah, he was like, it kind of weirds me out that press asks to take selfies with me when they shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, because what if he says no? Are they going to give a bad review to Sausage Party for it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You suck if you do that.
Totally.
Yeah. And as you said, people from Fantastic Fest and VIF might do spoilers. It won't be us.
Won't be us.
Hell no.
Never. Never on this podcast, never on our Twitter feed.
I just legit put the name of the movie, the director, a whatever out of five, and then the theater I see it at. That's all I put.
Yeah.
Adrian just says, oh my God, that was great, blah, blah, blah.
OMG, so many tears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to wipe my face with my cat, you know?
That's right. Exactly. Yeah.
Jojo.
That's right. Yeah, I've got tears tattooed on my face now as a result of that movie.
Nice.
But yeah, that's just, festival season, there's a lot of pros and cons.
We're very long-winded tonight.
We are. Well, I think, we'll get to that. But let's move on with the rest of the show. So let's talk about our first movie we're going to review. Let's talk about Don't Breathe.
Who's there?
Okay, man, just chill, all right? Look, I was wasted and I wandered in, so that was my bet, all right? So I'm just gonna leave, okay? Stay right there.
Don't you move.
Yeah, that's right. I know what's in there, and I ain't leaving without it. You got me? Now you do as I say, all right? Well, do you hear me or what? I said stop.
Okay.
Don't you move.
Don't Breathe. What is this film all about?
Directed by Fede Alvarez of the really shitty Evil Dead remake. We are the 3% on that.
We are the 3% on that.
A lot of people liked it. Not us. Hoping to walk away with a massive fortune, a trio of thieves breaks into a house of a blind man who isn't as helpless as he seems. IMDb.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. And how do they know he has money on the premises?
I heard from somebody who said that he might have some money. I'm just like,
it's like that scene.
How would you know that?
Yeah. In a world where, you know, people invest money and put it away in banks, whatever. This movie is so stupid.
I think I like the first two acts.
Me too.
It's a tight little thriller. Everything kind of works. There was some really stupid little foreshadowing stuff that just drove me nuts.
Oh, yeah. Shots linger. They linger on certain items or people.
But I'm like, you know, this isn't bad. This is pretty tight. It's not stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But then that third act comes.
Oh, yeah.
And everything is thrown out.
Like, it's a cliff.
Oh, my God. It's like, whoa, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Just one of the worst third acts, I think, this year, maybe.
Oh, yeah,
I was
far.
So angry at this film by the end.
Yeah.
And that sucks because I'm the one who's always bitching about crappy horror films.
Yeah.
I was really hoping to, you know, get behind this one, but
oh, yeah.
Personally, I don't think I can.
No, neither can I.
Yeah.
As we talked about in the synopsis, you get these three young thieves who go break into his house looking for riches. And the setup is kind of cool. Like, it's not them just, you know, picking a lock and walking in. Like, this guy's heavily fortified. He's like former military, I believe.
Yeah, he was in like Iraq or something like that.
Yeah. So there's that bit of aspect to it. And they've got some cool technology and cool ways of ensuring that he even though he's blind, they've got this really cool way of subduing him, which I thought was awesome. So the setup is really cool, and like the suspense was there because it was very good sound design. They're creeping around the house, and the characters are just stupid morons.
Yeah, which sucks because Jane Levy's a good actress.
She is.
I thought she was even good in the Evil Dead movie.
She was good.
She's good. And Stephen Lang, you know, say what you want about Avatar or whatever. He does have a nice presence.
He does.
Yeah, he's a big menacing dude.
Yeah.
And he works really well in this film. Mm-hmm. The other two people, throwaways.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're just sort of there.
Yeah.
Fodder.
Yeah, the the low-rent Logan Lerman guy.
Yeah, and the G-thug guy who thought he was the man.
That's right.
And was slowly but surely figured out he wasn't. Yeah, it just it sucks because this should be like a 4-star horror film that I'm telling everybody to watch.
Yeah.
You know, support this. People already supported it. It's like number one film.
Yeah.
But it sucks. Like, there's another movie we're going to be reviewing that has the same problem. Third act.
Yeah.
And that sucks. Another thing that really worked in this film for me, I hate dogs.
Okay, yeah.
And there's a dog.
Yeah.
And he attacks.
Little asshole.
And he freaks the shit out of me.
Yeah.
I hate dogs.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And they're like, he's like a Cujo dog. He's like attacking.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just,
And he can pick locks. And,
yeah.
And very smart dog.
He can skydive off the roof. He's really good.
He's extreme.
Yeah. Shit like that.
Yeah.
We can't really say what happens because it's a spoiler, but yeah. We'll just say shit like that that pisses me off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, they're like, I can say one minor thing is really dumb little plot devices they use just for the convenience of what was happening in the scene. You can sort of get a sense of it in the trailer when Stephen Lang is kind of slowly walking through the room, and then all of a sudden he has Wolverine senses and can smell.
And he's Daredevil too.
Oh, he's Daredevil too. I forgot about that. Yeah. He's Daredevil and Wolverine.
Yeah.
But his sense of smell, like he doesn't use that until like well into the movie.
There's a super rad scene where the way he finds out there's three people there is he smells their shoes.
So dumb.
And it's like, really? It's like,
he's a bloodhound.
That's some funk right there. What are you doing, homeboy?
Yeah, that's right.
Do you know what else I really liked about the film? We sound like we're shitting on this, but I did like parts of it. I liked the house.
Oh, the house was great.
It was in this area where nobody lived. It was just him.
Yeah, it was in Detroit.
Yeah,
right?
This totally isolated area, and it kind of added to the film.
It really did.
It was a really cool aspect of the film that I haven't really heard a lot of people talk about,
yeah.
But I dug that.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was cool.
Yeah, because you get that isolation in a city, you know, and you kind of hear a little bit about that in movies, documentaries where they talk about Detroit, or you see it on the news, abandoned houses, and it almost looks like he just took up house in like an abandoned house and fortified it. And yeah, it's crazy. It's like Fight Club when they're out in that like shitty house in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. If you know what, if I was to rate this, I'm thinking like 2.5 out of 5.
Yeah, I'd probably go 2 out of 5.
Nice.
Just because, yeah, like you said, the first two acts are pretty good. And then I think that what happened, I have no way of proving this, of course, but Sam Raimi produced this film, and Alvarez, he also produced Evil Dead, of course. Alvarez is a Sam Raimi fanboy. You can't blame him. I love Sam Raimi. Sam Raimi's made some great films. But I think what happened is he wanted to impress Sam Raimi with some Sam Raimi-isms. That just doesn't work in this film. Tries to go for some gross out factor that only Sam Raimi can do. The way Sam Raimi can do it. When somebody else tries to do it, it's not effective. So
I'm going to also tread really lightly on this. There's a scene in the trailer that's not in the movie about the ending of the film.
Oh, really?
That is very interesting.
Yeah.
Watch the trailer again. You might see it.
Yeah.
It's very short.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But it kind of proves they cut something out of the ending that I think might have worked.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Like, yeah. I'd have to see it, but it's interesting
mm-hmm.
the way movies get tinkered with.
Oh, totally.
Even after they've made the trailer.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of weird. Like, and the fact that they had a kind of a major spoiler in that trailer that's now not in the film.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
Yeah.
It is very weird. But yeah, that's Don't Breathe.
Yeah.
Wait for Netflix, maybe.
Yeah, I say
if you're interested.
I say Don't Inhale.
Yeah, Don't Inhale. There you go.
Yeah.
That would be a better title. All right, let's move on to something better than this. Let's talk about Hell or High Water.
It's reckless, is what it is.
Oh.
It's tweakers, I'm telling you.
I don't think these boys is reckless. Damn sure it's tweakers. They know exactly what they're doing.
I don't know how you're going to survive without somebody to outsmart.
You need a hobby, and quick.
You like to fish?
Not enough to do it every day. Oh, who knows? Maybe one of these bank robbers is going to want a gunfight, and I can dodge my retirement in a blaze of glory.
Well, I've seen you shoot. Won't be much glory in it.
Hell or High Water. What does IMDb have to say about this?
Directed by David McKenzie. Did you ever see Startup?
No, he did that?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Kyle tells me all the time.
You good have film, to man. See it. Good okay. film. There was a reason why Jack O'Connell was hyped.
Yeah.
And it wasn't for that Angelina Jolie film.
Oh, that's right.
He also made a good film called Perfect Sense.
Okay.
Where everybody in the world starts losing their senses one by one.
Okay.
It's actually a really good film.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Ewan McGregor. Good film. Okay. Yeah, nice film. A divorced dad and his ex-con brother, very essential, resort to a desperate scheme in order to save the family farm in West Texas.
Yeah.
And dude, Texas is a character in this film.
Oh, totally, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a really beautiful country if a guy knows what he's doing shooting-wise.
Oh, totally.
Lots of really cool shots in this film.
Yeah.
What you think?
I really enjoyed this film.
Dude, so good.
It's just good and amazing and like through and through. I didn't find much to complain about.
No. It's just a nice little southern fried pot boiler.
Yeah. Cops and robbers.
Yeah. It's pretty simple.
Yeah, it gets to the roots of like cops and robbers, old school.
Yeah, well, and you got some good actors. Surprisingly, Chris Pine's really good.
Yeah, he's awesome in this.
You know, he's just not James Kirk.
That's right.
He's a pretty damn good actor.
Oh, yeah.
When you give him the right material.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On a side note with that, he was also really good in Stretch. I liked him in
True.
Yeah.
Underrated film. Bad ending, but a good film.
Yeah, that's right.
Ben Foster. We talk about Ben Foster a lot.
Yeah. For good reason.
Maybe one of the best character actors going right now.
He is.
And he just needs to work more.
He really does.
He disappeared for a while and he seems to be back.
Yeah. He just elevates everything he's in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jeff Bridges.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe one of my favorite performances of the year.
Yeah.
He's so good.
Yeah.
He just looks like he's having a lot of fun being an old man.
Oh, yeah. He's like an old boy, good old boy in the West.
I love it. A grimy little adult thriller, man.
Yeah.
They don't make enough of these ones.
They don't.
No. And every time they come out, people seem to love them. I don't understand why they don't make more of these.
Exactly.
Just a smart film.
It is.
It's
like they're moving chess pieces around while you're watching the film. And the cool thing about the film is that I don't know if they take sides in the movie. You know, some audience members might root for the robbers. Some people might root for the cops. But for me, I found it hard to take a side. So I was just kind of rooting for them all.
It's just because everybody has a story.
Yeah. It's a good, well-told story.
Yeah. And the line between good and bad is like really thin. And I think it really works. You know, the idea, it's in my trailer, so it's not really a spoiler, robbing a bank to pay them back with their own money.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
That's really cool.
Yeah. It feels like a really gritty 70s movie.
It really does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And probably my favorite decade ever in film.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is a home run.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Dude, you know what I really, I'm a weird, like, car chase kind of guy.
Okay, yeah.
The bank getaways,
yeah.
The way they were filmed,
oh yeah,
just how tight and how fast they were going. I love that.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah, you really feel like you're in on the heist with them.
Yeah.
And trying to get away. Yeah.
Not, you know, obviously not as good as, say, like the French Connection or anything like that.
But right.
Still really high quality stuff.
Oh, yeah.
David McKenzie, he's a really good shooter.
Yeah.
And I think this movie is now his calling card. I think he's going to be a big deal.
I hope so.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think it's one of the best films of the year.
Nice.
Yeah. I think I might like this one more than you did. I was just absolutely engrossed.
Nice.
Yeah. I keep on making these.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. I was with it all the way. Like it's outstanding. It's, and for me, because we've talked a little bit about the suspense and the pursuit and all of that, I think I held my breath the entire final act. And I'm pretty sure I was blue in the face when it was over.
Yeah.
And man, like, the characters work so well together, like Pine and Foster. They have a scene together that just got me all choked up because they're just so good together. They were terrific. And all of these actors really elevated this film.
There's a really amazing scene in this film. They're robbing a certain bank company because they screwed their mother over. And they're hitting all the banks in the local area. And they go to hit one and it went out of business.
Oh, that's right.
So good.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, damn it. Like, little stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's what makes this film good.
Yeah, it's really fresh. Like, it doesn't, like, it feels familiar, but it's not just, oh, I've seen this before.
No, like, it's not Dog Day Afternoon or anything like that. I heard so much good coming out of Cannes on this film.
Nice.
It wasn't even a main competition film. It was in certain regard.
Okay.
Which is like the class below.
Yeah.
The ones they don't find good enough for main competition.
Yeah.
The fuck were you guys smoking? This
exactly.
Movie is great.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a 5 out of 5 all damn day.
Sweet,
man.
Yeah. Right on. I think I'm close to you there. Like, you're right, though. I think you did appreciate it a little bit more than me. But I did love this film.
Don't worry, man. Second watch.
Yeah.
That'll get you there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hopefully in a better venue.
Yeah. The theater we saw it in had crap sound.
Yeah. And you miss a lot of dialogue.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's tough.
That's cool. Yeah. I'll just watch the Blu-ray 10 times.
That's right. Fine. Yeah. Yeah. Highly, highly recommended. I think it's playing everywhere. So if you do have access to it, go see it. Support this film.
It's surprisingly making money.
Oh, it is.
It's almost at 20 million now.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. So it's hanging around.
Nice.
You know what else is really cool? Kubo's made some money.
Oh, has it?
It was like the number 3 movie for like 4 weekends in a row.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Right on.
So thank you everybody who listened to us and went and saw Kubo. Right.
Yeah.
Because Kubo's awesome.
It is awesome. Yeah. For sure. For sure.
Oh, yeah, man.
Cool.
Hell or High Water.
Hell or High Water. Go see it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to the next review. Let's talk about Sully.
Mayday, mayday, mayday. This is Cactus 1549. Hit birds. We've lost thrust on both engines. We are turning back towards the LaGuardia.
Which engine did you lose?
Both engines.
Ignition.
Thrust levers. Confirm. Idle.
Cactus
1549, if we can get it for you, do you want to try to land runway
13? We are unable. We may end up in the Hudson.
It's going to be left traffic, runway 31.
Unable.
Okay, what do you need to land?
No relight after 30 seconds on your master 1 and 2. Confirm off.
Too low. Off.
Terrain. Too low. Terrain. Too low. Terrain. Too low. Terrain.
This is the captain. Brace for impact.
Okay, so what does IMDb have to say about Sully?
Directed by Clint Eastwood, Chesley Sullenberger, that's a name, becomes a hero after gliding his plane into the Hudson River, saving all the crew and passengers of his plane. He was a pilot.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't like this one, man.
You didn't?
I really didn't.
Oh, okay.
I seem to be one of the only people that just does not like this film.
Yeah.
I just... the story's good.
It is.
It should be a way better film.
It really should. I'll agree with you on that.
I pretty much blame it down like onto two things. Clint Eastwood is not a very good director.
That's right.
And Tom Hanks is too plain.
Oh, really? You think so?
There's no spark.
Yeah. I liked him in this.
Oh, he's always good. But yeah. That's part of the problem. He's too good, and the character needs to be a little bit more angry.
Oh, maybe like an inner conflict kind of thing.
He's getting screwed over, and Tom Hanks is like, hey, let's go and get donuts.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, that's true. Like, I didn't think of that. Yeah.
Okay. If it was me, I'd be punching people.
Yeah, that's right.
The movie just felt really flat to me.
Yeah.
And I blame Eastwood.
Yeah. And you struck out. We were talking just before we started recording about the useless characters in the film. I think the subheading to this film could have been Sully, or it could have been renamed to That Guy, the movie.
Yeah.
Because it was like every New York actor playing an extra, having a speaking role for the sake of getting New York people in there, I guess.
Yeah. It's September 11th today, right?
It is, yeah.
So yeah, when we were watching football games today, everybody had September 11th celebrations. Celebrations is a bad word. I apologize. Yeah. But you know what I mean. They were all doing pageantry, big flags.
Dedications, yeah.
So when did it become cool again to show planes hitting buildings in New York?
That was crazy.
So I'm watching this film, and there's like four or five shots of planes just blowing up into buildings in this movie. I'm just like, I thought that was maybe a taboo subject, never to be done again.
Yeah, exactly.
It felt weird, and it took me out of the film.
Yeah.
I was just like, that's not cool. I'm a Canadian, and it pissed me off.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Like, it rubbed me the wrong way, yeah, for sure. Yeah,
that's not cool.
Yeah, because it's manipulative, right?
Yeah.
You're drawing on the collective memories we have of that horrific day where all of our lives were changed forever.
Yeah.
And you're using that for an emotional pull in a movie where you could do something else.
It gets a little better in the third act where he finally gets some balls and tries to defend himself, not being Mr. Happy-go-lucky guy yeah. The rest of the film. But by then I checked out.
Okay, yeah.
I'm just like, okay, cool. Yeah. And then it just ends.
Oh, they pull the carpet from under you, dude.
Kabam. There's nothing to stand on.
Yeah. You're like, oh.
It's like, oh.
The lights are turning on.
Cool. I guess I'm leaving. All right.
Oh, man.
Pretty sure there's no Wolverine scene in this film. So
yeah, that's right.
It was sudden and unexpected. And it kind of even made the film worse to me.
Oh, totally.
It's like, all right.
Yeah.
Like you had nothing to end this with?
Yeah. It ends the ending. I was just like, all they had to do was add the Curb Your Enthusiasm theme song at the end.
Yeah.
And it would have been like that. It would have fit perfectly because it was almost comical with how stupid the ending was.
So picture this. You saw The Social Network.
Yeah.
Could you imagine David Fincher directing this?
Oh, man. Yeah, he would have been pretty cool.
Like, think about that.
Yeah.
It would have been stylish. The characters would have had like great dialogue because Fincher would not allow anything other than great.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think Tom Hanks would have been milquetoast guy. He would have been, you know, just badass dude.
That's right.
I'm thinking, wow, this was a great story. And Clint Eastwood, I don't think has made a very good film in a very long time.
It has been a long time.
And then, you know, it's great that he is an older director still making films. And I love Unforgiven.
Yeah.
It's a great film. The last good film I think he made was Million Dollar Baby.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
That was.
I think he's lost touch. This film feels off to me.
It does.
And really flat, and I blame him.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the one calling the shots. It's his film. just to talk about a couple of things I enjoyed in the film.
Really?
If I can bring it up a little bit. The air traffic controller. I thought that guy was really good. Some nobody actor has like a few lines, and I really like that sequence. I thought that was really well done.
I like how his asshole buddies let him stew in the basement.
Yeah, I know.
Right? I was like, really?
Yeah. Then they made a joke about it.
I know. It was terrible. I was like, all right, cool.
Yeah. What else did I like? I liked Hanks and Eckhart together. I thought they were pretty cool together.
I thought Eckhart was wasted.
Yeah. Yeah. But I thought they had enough chemistry together that I liked it when they were on screen together.
Tom Hanks and Aaron Eckhart have a big speech together where Sully talks about how Aaron Eckhart's character was an equal partner in the entire thing, but not in the film.
Definitely not in the film.
Oh, man. Aaron Eckhart has like one shining line where he like cracks a joke.
Yeah.
And he like disappears for the previous 45 minutes. Like, he's not even in the film.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Sully, it's a hard one to recommend. I think some audiences will enjoy it. But
big reviews, man.
Yeah.
People are digging it.
Yeah. I don't get it. Like, I hesitate to recommend this film just for reasons that you brought up. You bring up very valid points. Like, this really should be a better film, and it's not. And that's a shame.
How many times this year have we said this film should have been better?
Oh, too many times.
I know, it sucks.
Yeah. See, I don't know. There's not much more else to say about Sully.
No, 2 out of 5.
Yeah, I'd probably go 2.5, I think. Yeah.
That's fair.
So, yeah. But, yeah, that ending, just drags it right through the mud.
Seriously, the best thing about the Sully screening is I finally got to see the new Star Wars trailer.
Oh, sweet.
And I was like, yeah, Star Wars.
Yeah, best part of the movie.
Totally.
That's awesome.
And you know what? I kind of like that trailer to that new Ben Affleck film, The Accountant.
That looks good.
It's a good trailer.
Yeah, it is.
Looks good.
For sure.
But yeah, fuck Sully.
I won't go that far, but I'll say maybe wait for Netflix.
Cool.
Well, let's move on to our next part of the show, the movie club. This is where Bill picks a movie, we watch it, we come back here and talk about it. We've watched a whole bunch of cool and crazy films through this movie club, and a bunch that have been on my list for a very long time, but I just was too lazy to watch them. So it's a really cool part of the show. And if you ever want to participate, just send us your comments. We'll talk more about that later. But this movie club selection is Cold in July. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about Cold in July?
So it's from the year 2014. This is pretty new for us. Directed by Jim Mickle. Did you ever see the movie Stakeland?
No, I didn't.
It's a good little vampire film.
Okay.
Not bad. When a protective father meets a murderous ex-con, both need to deviate from their path. And boy, do they ever. That they are on as soon as they find themselves entangled in a downward spiral of lies and violence. Thank you, IMDb.
Yeah.
That's nothing about what the film's about.
Holy Not crap. At all.
Not even close.
No.
And that's the thing about this film.
Yeah.
You can't categorize this.
No. No, it's like revenge, thriller, mystery, suspense, action, genre.
Yeah.
It's like all these things.
Neo-noir.
Neo-noir, yeah.
That's the term.
Yeah.
But just the plot itself, 20 minutes into the film, you think you know where it's going. Then they drop something, and it's like, okay, cool. And then it just starts to turn a little bit and turn. And all of a sudden, you're at a complete 180. And
Like,
what the hell is going on? Like, you were off balance watching this film.
Yeah.
Like, I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah.
But goddamn, was I this enthused watching this film.
Oh, yeah.
This is a beast.
It really is.
And I don't know why this film isn't talked about.
Oh, yeah. Because, when you brought it up, that was the first time I heard about it.
Yeah.
Like you said, echoing what you said, it constantly evolves through the whole film. And it's done in a way that it's almost deceptive with how much you think you're following along. Then once you think you're caught up, wham, here comes a curveball.
Yeah.
We're going to fuck you up and take it in another direction. And
these things hit hard.
Oh, yeah.
Really hard.
Yeah.
So the film stars Michael C. Hall of Dexter fame.
Dexter Morgan.
With a sweet mullet.
That's right.
Yeah. Just a great performance. Super great character actor, Sam Shepard. I don't know if you know who he is.
But oh, yeah.
Been Sam Shepard's
awesome.
Yeah, great guy. And the super amazing Don Johnson.
Yeah.
Who just shows up and puts on a clinic in this film.
He does.
One of my favorite performances of the last couple of years.
Nice.
I loved him in this film.
He's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like Hell or High Water, man. Another like great Southern fry concoction, man.
Oh, yeah.
Just, you know... what can I say about this one? People who you think are enemies or partners 5 minutes later,
yeah.
Everything is just like boom, boom, boom. I'm just like, oh, wow.
The good guys are bad guys, the bad guys, good guys.
Yeah. And it just ends up with these three guys trying to fix some pretty evil shit.
Yeah.
And, you know, just like real life, man, stuff does not go well.
Yeah.
It's violent.
Oh, yeah.
It's really hard to watch at times because the subject matter is kind of brutal.
It is very brutal.
But this is like, this is essential.
Oh, yeah. Me. It really is.
If you like films that, you know, hit hard and make you think, don't know much better than this. Mm-hmm. I love this film.
Right on.
Yeah. Do you know what else I love?
Oh, what's that?
The score.
Oh, it's really good.
It's like a John Carpenter score.
It totally is. Like,
what is this doing in here? It's yeah. so out of place, but it works.
Yeah, it really does.
So good. There's another actor in this film who I'm not going to say who shows up, who was in a film earlier this year that I think we both really yeah. liked him in.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just a really evil dude in this film.
Yeah.
And it was shocking.
Yeah, it was like weird.
I was like, whoa, no way.
It was so weird to see that person in that role doing those things.
Yeah. Because in that earlier film, he is so like the coolest druggy dude.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
this film, he's just a cold, calculating guy. And I was yeah. just like, oh, wow.
yeah.
I'm super glad you like this one, man.
Yeah, dude.
I what can I say? Like, mm-hmm. as I said before, I hadn't seen this one and I watched it and I was like, shit, man, Adrian's got to watch this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of beautiful shots. Like, there's this shot of Sam Shepard early in the film where he sneaks into the house and there's thunder and lightning going on and the lightning strikes and it illuminates him while it's striking and
yeah.
he just disappears into the shadows. I was just like, oh man, that's my shit right there, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great little film.
Yeah.
I have no idea where you can find this film. It's
yeah.
probably on Netflix.
Yeah.
Not on Canadian Netflix because nothing's on Canadian Netflix, yeah. but I'm sure it's on American Netflix.
Check your local library or video store.
Yeah, totally. By the way, did you rent any more movies from the video store?
No, I didn't.
Aww.
Yeah, not yet. Oh, because I've been
I was waiting traveling. For your, I was waiting for your video star report.
Oh man, no, nothing lately. But I think once I get back from Fantastic Fest, I'll probably get right back into that.
Cool. But yeah, man, glad we're back on track
because yeah.
I think that's a fucking cool film.
Yeah, it's a home run, dude.
Yeah.
It's so good.
And I hope everybody watches it and tells their friends about it, and it becomes a popular film.
It really has to be discovered for sure.
Life after theatrical.
Yeah, man. It's so important.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
If you think about all these films that make money after they bomb at the box office.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is a segue.
Hey, all right. What do you got?
So Adrian was talking to me about never seeing the film that I picked. So I thought, fuck it. It just came out on Blu-ray on Tuesday.
Nice.
Remastered.
New hey.
Added scenes.
All right.
And I'm like, cool. And it was only $10. So I'm like, so you know what? I haven't seen this film either since theatrical.
Okay.
I don't remember a thing about it.
Oh, wow.
So, folks, I'm playing Movie Club here, too.
There you
I
go.
I don't remember from the best year in film ever, 1999.
Yeah.
The Iron Giant.
The Iron Giant. I've never seen it.
See, you're saying, Bill, how do you not remember The Iron Giant? It's like one of the greatest animated films of all time. Well, I say, fuck you. I see like 600 films a year. But Adrian hasn't seen it.
I haven't seen it. Yeah. So, yeah. I mentioned earlier you can participate in Movie Club. Send your comments to us on Twitter or Facebook. Look up the Green Screen of Death on Facebook. Send us a message there. We're also on Twitter. We're at @green_screen. You can send us a message there. Watch The Iron Giant. Send us your thoughts on it. We'll read it on the show. So we've had people participate in the past, and that's always fun.
I like the idea of people talking about film. So
oh, yeah.
please jump in.
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea when we're recording next.
Yeah, it'll
you're going to have like a month to watch this.
Yeah.
So, and plus, we're like the only people who haven't seen Iron Giant, pretty sure. So,
oh, yeah.
I feel kind of bad about this one. But.
That's right. It's in everybody's top five of all time list.
Yeah, I'm just like, okay, yeah. I remember Vin Diesel voiced the giant. Crap, I remember nothing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll be rewatching for the second time, but more like the first time.
Right on.
So, that's kind of weird.
Yeah. So yeah, we're probably going to record middle of October. It'll be a while because I'll be away at Film Fest. Bill will be away. That's just the way the cookie crumbles.
Yeah.
So you've got about a month to watch The Iron Giant. So yeah, we'll talk about that on the next episode. We should move into our next part of the show, the lightning round. This is where we talk about other movies we've seen that we didn't review in the main review section. Just give them the brief review treatment. You've seen some films, right?
I have. My first one, The Fitz.
Okay.
Heard about this one?
No, I haven't.
Little indie film about a girl who tags along with her brother to a boxing gym, and next door there's a dance troupe training.
Okay.
And she decides she wants to join the dance group, except for all the women in the dance group just suddenly stop and have epileptic fits and have to quit.
Yeah.
So one by one, all these people start disappearing.
Weird.
And nobody has an idea what's going on. They all think it's the water.
Okay.
They have no idea what's going on.
Huh.
And it's this weird little film that kind of works without really working.
Yeah.
It sounds really stupid, but not a lot is explained. It's all atmosphere, and it just kind of is there, and you kind of watch it, and you're like, oh, this is really cool. But film ends, you're like, okay, I don't understand a damn thing, but that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's an okay film. I liked it, but I don't know if I recommend it to anybody because it's slow.
Oh, okay.
It's a good film, though.
Yeah.
If you want to challenge, The Fitz.
Cool.
The Light Between Oceans.
Ooh, I've heard some stuff.
Yeah, from me.
Yeah.
Derek C. in France. He of Blue Valentine.
That's a film
we both really love.
Oh, yeah.
I just can't explain how bad this film is.
Really?
And I'm the only one who hates this film.
No way.
People like this film.
Huh.
It has the worst third act of the year.
Oh, no way.
Of the year.
Worse than Don't Breathe?
Yeah, worse.
Wow.
It's awful.
Nice.
Michael Fassbender, Alicia Vikander, Rachel Weisz. The first two acts kind of suck too. Like, this is a one star film.
No way.
I hated this film.
Oh, damn.
Absolutely hated it.
Yeah.
Sorry if you liked it, but you're wrong. It's not my fault.
Yeah. They found a baby, right?
And then the
real mother comes back into the picture.
Yeah. There's so much more to it, but it's so cheesy and shitty that it's just, yeah.
Okay.
It's almost worth watching on Netflix just to see how bad Michael Fassbender looks in this film.
Like, oh, no.
He looks conflicted about the film. It's terrible.
Oh, man.
I hate this film.
Crazy.
Yeah. Morgan.
Okay. How was this?
Made by Ridley Scott's son.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not bad until it just becomes a generic horror film at the end.
Okay.
It actually's kind of got a cool little plot. Like, what would you do if you made a genetically superior human and it starts to malfunction? That's kind of a cool idea.
Yeah.
But then it just becomes a murderous rampage movie, and you've seen it before, and it's stupid.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. The first bit's okay. It's a Netflix film.
Okay.
Get high. Watch Morgan.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It's not great either.
Yeah.
And my last one, I had some spare time, which is weird because I've had no spare time in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So I went and saw Mechanic Resurrection.
Oh, no way. How was it?
With a friend from work.
Okay.
Who was just like, dude, Statham.
Jason Statham.
And I'm like, okay.
Testosterone.
He's like, shut up. You like movies. Come and watch Resurrection with me. And I'm like, all right. So I was the fourth one, the third one?
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. I tuned out after the first one. I think even Statham tuned out after the first one.
Oh, no way.
The character in this film shoots more bullets without reloading than Chow Yun-Fat does in Hard Boiled.
Oh, no way.
He literally shoots 10,000 rounds without, like, even reloading. I was just shocked.
That's awesome.
You know what? It's really stupid, and you could probably do a lot worse. I really hate stupid action films, but this one isn't, like, terrible.
Yeah.
I like Statham.
Okay, yeah.
How can you not like Statham?
Yeah, he's just a
British guy who kicks ass.
Yeah.
And it's not terrible. It's not good either, but you could do a lot worse.
Yeah.
You know, Channing Tatum could be in a helicopter saving the White House or something.
That's right.
Yeah. It definitely gets worse than this, folks. Yeah, it's like a 2-star film, but at least it's not a 0-star film.
Yeah. Somewhat watchable at times.
And I made my friend pay.
There you go. That's how it's done.
Yeah, I was just like,
pro move.
I was like, if I'm coming, you're paying for this shit.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
That's it for me, man.
Yeah, I've got nothing because I was in Saskatchewan last weekend, and Wickb before that, I was just lazy, and there just wasn't much out there that appealed to me. So
no, we covered a lot of the first run
mm-hmm.
in our main review.
Oh yeah,
like there hasn't been a lot opening.
Yeah,
it's been easy.
Yeah,
but I get like maybe 2 week movies a weekend. And I'm like, this is easy. Like, yeah. I usually have 4 or 5.
Yeah, yeah,
like, that's I gotta watch them in one day.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's lightning round. What do we have? So we're going to be off again for another like month or so. There's going to be some films that we talk about when we come back. What are some of those films?
But don't forget, Adrian's going to be recording some stuff at Fantastic Fest. So check that out.
Yeah, that's right.
It'll be brilliant.
Yeah, I'll be recording with Will Lindis, good friend of the show. He's with the Movie Bears podcast. So yeah, we've got some stuff in store. Yeah, there will be at least 2 episodes between now and our next regular episode.
You better eat barbecue, man.
I will, for sure.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah.
So yeah, as Adrian said, we're going to have a bunch of movies to review next episode. I'll read them all out. The main ones that we're probably going to be talking about. And there's a few.
Okay.
Thank you, Blair Witch.
Yeah.
You know why I say thank you? Because you're finally going to get Adam Wingard a number one film.
Yeah, it's about bloody time.
If there's ever been a director of genre who deserves credit, it's Adam Wingard.
Oh, yeah.
He's great.
He is.
Like, try to tell me your next isn't like next-gen horror, man.
Oh, yeah.
The Guest.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
People are going to go see this. It's going to make 40 to 50 million opening weekend.
Yeah.
And Adam Wingard is going to be a name all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah.
That is a win.
It is.
And next, we got to get Jeremy Saulnier a big film so he can keep on making small films.
Oh, totally.
But not be broke.
Yeah, that's right.
Bridget Jones's Baby.
Yeah.
Next.
Yep.
What do you want me to say about this film?
Yeah.
It looks like a giant cliche.
It does.
Yeah. And Zellweger looks weird. I don't like saying that, yeah. But something went wrong there.
Yeah.
Snowden.
Yeah.
Oliver Stone.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt doing another dumb voice.
Can I just say watch Citizen 4 instead? I'm sure it's a lot better. That's a really great doc.
It is.
Magnificent 7. Really bad reviews at a TIFF.
That's right.
Doesn't sound good.
It's too bad.
Lots of good people in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope for the best.
Me too.
You just watched the Sturges version, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a good film.
Oh, it's awesome. So good.
Don't think you've seen the Kurosawa film.
Yeah, I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I saw it a couple of years back.
Nice.
Amazing stuff.
So good. Storks.
And what's this?
Animated film from DreamWorks.
Okay.
Which should be enough for Adrian to say no.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
If it's not Ghibli... Or
Pixar,
or
come on, dude,
Laika.
You liked Minions.
I did.
That's a disqualification.
Yeah.
Enough of that. Deepwater Horizon.
Okay, what's that?
Marky Mark in an oil rig.
That's right.
Yeah, and
it's a Peter Berg film.
It's a Peter Berg film.
Oh,
you know, but his name has some cachet to it when it probably shouldn't. He doesn't make good films anymore, dude. And he makes good TV shows.
Yeah, that's true.
Friday Night Lights is a good show.
Yeah.
Masterminds. Zach Galifianakis.
Oh.
Kirsten Wiig.
Oh, no.
In a film Bill is going to just destroy.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I don't even want to see it.
Yeah.
I'll be knee deep in the Vancouver International Film Festival.
Probably won't see it.
I will not.
Yeah.
Adrian's going to see this one.
Oh, yeah.
Miss... Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children.
Oh, man.
Tim Burton rule.
Tim Burton. He's on my list, man.
He's on your list.
He's on my veto list. And he's going to be at Fantastic Fest. That's the opening night film.
Oh.
I'll probably just see whatever else is playing in that
really?
Slot.
You're not going to see it? It opens a week later.
It does, yeah. That's the other thing. I prefer to avoid films that are opening when I can, you know, go see it at home.
Yeah, but you know what? When I went to Fantastic Fest that year, The Guest was supposed to open a week after I got home, and it never opened.
Oh, that's
and
true.
Luckily, I saw it at Fantastic Fest. Yeah,
that was sweet.
Don't worry. The Tim Burton film's going to open
yeah,
on right. 5,000 screens.
Oh, yeah.
Birth of a Nation. We already kind of talked about this. Yeah. Yeah, Nate Parker did some bad things in his past, and they're coming back to haunt him. This was a big Oscar film, and Fox Searchlight paid almost $20 million for this film.
Yeah, they like set a record, didn't
they?
And
it's, I don't know what's going to happen, but that's going to be a cool screening of VIF because there could be carnage.
There could be.
The Girl on the Train.
Okay, yeah.
Looks like a good little film. Looks like Gone Girl.
It does. Totally does. Yeah.
But, you know, it's got some talent in it. Mm-hmm. I'll see it.
Yeah.
And last but not least, one I've already talked about, The Accountant.
This looks cool.
Yeah, like, man. Ben Affleck looks awesome in this film. Yeah. Anna Kendrick.
Yeah.
Weird, but okay. Why not? Yeah. He's like a genius with OCD, and he kills people.
Yeah.
Cooks books.
Yeah, that's right.
And moves eggs.
That's right. That is awesome.
Yeah, I can't wait for this one. It looks weird and cool. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
But that's it. That's going to be a really big show. Like,
it will be.
The last couple shows have been really big because we were playing catch-up, it seems. But yeah. This is going to be nuts.
Oh, yeah. That'll be cool. I'm looking forward to it.
Plus, we might be talking about Fantastic Fest and VIFF films on top of that.
Yeah, we'll probably like break down our favorites. We'll exchange some stories. It's hard for us to stay away. This is our favorite time of the year.
Yeah,
festival season. Finally get to see all the great movies.
Yeah. It's gonna be awesome. I'm doing my work now, so I don't have to do anything in December.
Nice. There you go.
Yeah.
Right on, dude. So yeah, those are the upcoming films. I guess we should share with our listeners, where can they find you online?
I am on Twitter, @soundjam69.
All right.
I think I got 120 followers now.
Nice.
I don't care, but yeah. It's cool.
That's right.
Adrian has 4,500.
Yeah, no, not quite that much. But,
he's a popular dude.
I am. Get around. Team follow back. I'm just kidding.
Spreading his online love.
That's right. So yeah, you can find me on Twitter. I'm @Adrian_Charlie. I mentioned this earlier. The show has a Twitter account. It's @TheGreen_Screen. We're also on Facebook. Run a search for The Green Screen of Death and hit like. You can be lucky number 32 to like The Green Screen of Death on Facebook. You can also find us on other podcast platforms, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and we're always seeking some likes and some comments, and that'll help us find a wider audience.
Yeah, that's cool. I don't care.
Yeah, that's right. Bill doesn't. It's not really our thing, but hey, why not?
Never really been one for self-promotion.
Yeah, that's one thing we're really bad at. If you're new to the show, you'll learn that we're not... We don't pat ourselves on the back.
Hey, if you like the show and you tell your friends, that's cool. I dig that.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to beg for it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. And we'll talk to you next time.
Peace.